Every 3 minutes, an American is diagnosed with blood cancer. Unfortunately, only 30% of patients are able to find compatible bone marrow donors within their family. But that's how you can help. Go to dkms.org/fntsy today and sign up online and register as a donor. DKMS will send you a swab kit, which takes legitimately 1 minute to do. You swab each of your cheeks and send it back to them. And that's it. You're done. DKMS will then try and match you up with a person in need of a donation. The process is easy, and best of all, you can actually save somebody's life. Not metaphorically, but quite literally. Check out dkms.org/fntsy and see how you can help. The website is dkms.org/fntsy. All right. Olympics last night. Corey, the United States women's hockey team are gold medalists once again.
Well, I'm happy because I'm happy that the USA women got the gold, because I was starting to worry about the United States in the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you and Craig Carton was in here last night, and, you know,
we're name dropping.
Well, I'm not name dropping. He was in here last night. So we was under the impression that maybe the U.S. should pull out from the Winter Olympics. Like, just don't go next time, because they weren't winning anything. But now with this women's team winning the gold medal, I'm secure. I feel safe with you had with them using my tax dollars to send another U.S. Olympic team.
I got to say, the women really have done a fantastic job. You look at the skiing, too, what they've been able to accomplish. And that cross-country that we talked about earlier, that was that finish was great. The call was great. You know, you never really think cross-country is going to be exciting.
Yeah, absolutely not.
In all fairness.
That was awesome. Yeah. I wish I could find that call. That was real cool. Cross-country, another Olympic gold medal. And how about this? The U.S. curling team is going for a gold medal now, too.
Yeah, I mean, I'll root for them. I just can't watch curling. I know when it first came on the scene, people were like, oh, this is great.
Curlers are not athletes.
I mean, I watch a ton of these sports that I never watch, but I just can't get into curling.
You're not missing nothing, Matt.
I don't know. I think curling can be exciting.
I mean, I'd rather see bowling.
Well, I like bowling. I like bowling.
I
mean,
I like to go bowling.
Why is bowling an Olympic sport?
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I would assume everybody. Maybe around the world that people don't bowl.
Really?
I don't know.
Do you people bowl around the world, Corey?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so why is it an Olympic sport?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
That is a good question.
I agree. Now, Michaela Schifrin, she won the silver medal yesterday.
Oh, did she win the silver?
She won a silver medal.
See that.
Yes.
That was in the combine?
That was in the combine. Combined. Yep.
What happened with Lindsey Vonn?
Lindsey Vonn, the leader at the downhill portion, made a mistake early in the slalom and didn't finish in the final race of her Winter Games career.
Yikes. Not a good look for her.
Well, I mean, look, shout out to her. 33 years old.
Yeah.
She came to the Olympics, she got a medal. 33, you know, came back from a bunch of injuries. Just keep the comments about the haters and all that.
Sure. Listen, she came back, you know what, and she finished, which is cool.
What else happened?
What else happened in the Olympics? Let me give you a quote from Michaela Schifrin. It's a nice way to end the Olympics, she said, after narrowly missing a podium spot in the slalom, where she finished fourth. That was her best event. I started off with a bang and ended with a medal on the podium, and that's pretty cool.
What medal did she get again?
She won the silver in the combined.
And she has a gold, and she had a gold, and she had at least one gold.
So she got gold, so that's cool.
Yeah.
She probably might end up being the most decorated woman as far as medals. I think it's Julie Mancuso that has the most.
Mancuso. Mm-hmm. Julie Mancuso, yeah. Okay, that's pretty cool. We got tonight, Corey.
What's going on tonight?
We got the freestyle program, right?
The free skate.
We got the women's free skate tonight on the ice.
I'm looking forward to that.
The two Russians head to head, the arch rivals.
You got the two ladies. That's what's up.
Yes.
Okay.
The two Russians will go head to head tonight to try to determine which will win gold.
But that's not the United States.
No,
yeah,
United
but still,
States.
It's pretty damn excellent.
Yeah.
You're looking at. And in fact, that they're teammates
and
they have
going
like this rivalry. It's not like, you
it's
know.
Like me and Adam Ronis.
Yeah.
Who will be on FSDOT today.
Yeah, so there you go right there. So me and Adam Ronis are like Russian figure skaters.
I like that comp too. I cannot wait until we see the gif of that later on today.
Me and Adam Ronis is Russian figure skaters?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's the 15-year-old and who's the 18-year-old?
I'm the grown one. I'm the adult.
You're the adult in the room.
Yes.
Okay.
What else we got?
All right. So I wanted to take this time now before we move on. We're going to talk after the break. We're going to talk about Kawhi Leonard, some NBA stuff. I really want to get your thoughts on this Kawhi stuff, Corey. Try to get to the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about that after the break. Now, what I wanted to get into was a little update on a story, if I may. If I may here.
Yeah.
So I got home yesterday, and I went to talk to my super.
Good job.
I just wanted to confront the head on. Like, what's going on?
That's what a man does.
Thank you. I go, what's going on? He said, man, I was going to call you. I just spoke to the girl. I spoke to my boss, who was like, tell me what's going on. Why these people just nonstop email me and call me? And I'm like, how many times have they complained? And he goes, it's amazing. I asked them, like, is there music playing? Is there a TV that they need to turn down? Like, what do you hear? No, we hear them talking. And he's just like,
you're supposed to sit in the house like a damn mute?
So what he said, his response to them, what do you want them to be, mimes?
That's crazy. He wouldn't like living next to me, Jack.
I'm sure not.
No, he would not.
They would hate living.
What do you want them to be? Mimes. And he's like, I don't understand.
Yeah, they got
to
talk. That's crazy. So what was the rebuttal?
So that's what he said. And they said, he goes, these people had an answer for everything. Evidently, there's like three or four people living in that apartment next to me, which is like a one-bedroom apartment. I don't know how they're fitting four people in there. But
what did everybody got to pay?
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
And I told him I talked about it on the show. I brought it up. And
they wanted him to come stay with me.
That's where we've gotten, huh? That's how low we've gotten. I talked about it on the show. And I was telling them the story. And he's just like, it's crazy. Like, the super's like, I live in this building.
Yeah.
And he's like, next to me, you have these girls that are having people over all hours of the night.
Nice.
I told you got to invite you over to that.
That'd be a good time.
Yeah. Girls that are partying. He goes, there's little kids that are just banging on the floor.
Yeah.
And they're complaining about you talking.
That's
there's
crazy.
People smoking weed in the hallways. And they're complaining about you talking.
You got that going on in your building?
Of course.
I walk out my door. I smoke weed in the hallway.
Is it coming from your apartment?
Yeah, people have complained about my smoking. Yeah.
There's weed in the hallways. They're complaining about me talking.
That's ridiculous. They're giving you a hard way to go. I don't like the fact that your neighbors are doing this. Do we need to go pay somebody a visit?
Then he goes like he just wants to know more of the problem. The super, and he goes, the complaint's like, well, it's like midnight and we hear them talking. Wait, it's like what? Like you're telling me what's in the bathroom in bed now?
Yeah, now they're trying to give you a damn curfew. What the hell is going on? These expensive buildings on the Upper West Side.
I'm like, I'm sitting here.
The Upper West Side.
I'm sitting here and I'm watching the Olympics and I'm cheering on the Russians and I'm getting yelled at.
That's crazy.
I would take this to like next level.
I would knock on the door.
I would say, look, you know, we're going to talk. We're going to keep talking.
Yeah.
And the more you complain,
the louder.
Get louder. Yeah. And louder. And, you know.
Oh, yeah. We said there was loud laughing last night in the apartment. The Olympics were turned up, for sure. And so it was like CNN was turned up.
Next time he knocks on your door, you should just be like, have a bat on your shoulder. Yeah. Hey, what's up, buddy?
I'm at a door with a pistol. How can I help you?
Probably not best time to talk about those things.
Oh, yeah. That's messed up, Greg. I'm sorry you have to go.
It's all right, man. I want to just give you guys the update.
That's cool. Well, let us know how that continues to go, because there's no reason they're talking about you talking. That's crazy.
I went to the super and I told him your story yesterday.
Yeah.
I told him your story.
What'd he say?
He's like, everybody's talking now.
Yeah.
It's
unbelievable.
It's wild. It's ridiculous. I felt bad. We all felt very bad for you for trying to do a good deed to someone.
Yeah, and then you get that happen to me, you know. It's crazy.
Anything going on in your building, Matt?
No, like I said, I really don't know my neighbors. I've gotten some complaints in the past.
Really?
About, like, smoke.
Okay.
You're allowed to smoke in my building.
What can they complain about?
You know, you can move. I'm there.
That was the best part. Just to wrap up my story, the tenants complained. They're like, well, the neighbors next to us were always very quiet previously. And my super's like,
You're not them people.
That's what I was saying. He's like, okay, well, I don't know what you want to do. He's like, tell me what you want me to do about this. He's like, they have a lease. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
We can't kick them out for talking. Like, what do you want us to do?
I can just see I can't use that word. But I can just see these people over there emailing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, these... It's 11:57,
and he's
talking again.
Yep.
The two of them are talking and laughing again.
Yep.
I cannot sleep like this. This has to stop. What kind of foolishness
That's
is this?
That's exactly what's happening.
I would go to bed and leave the TV on in that room all night long.
But the crazy thing is, it's my bedroom's next to their bedroom. My living room's not even connected.
That's
crazy. I don't
get
it.
And I also would have the headboard right against the wall. You know what I'm saying?
Same. I agree. I completely agree.
Never
mind. Nope.
fight fire with fire. Is what
you're nope. I will say this. My fire alarm went off last night, and I let it go for an extra couple seconds because I was cooking.
Nice job.
I was cooking,
nice job.
And I did not shut it off right away.
Nice job.
Yeah, I was like, you will like this. You will like this. Nice. All right, job. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, let's talk about Kawhi Leonard. What the heck's going on in San Antonio, Corey? We're trying to get to the bottom of this because this is not just a normal injury. There is major friction with the Spurs.
I was very good that last segment, Greg.
We're gonna break it down. For the next.